We're in Perek Brachos, Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Haose Tfilah So Keva Ain Tfilah So Tachanunim. A person who makes his tfilah, davening his Shmoneh Esrei, into something fixed, which is we assume means that he feels it's like a burden. According to another opinion in the Gemara, it means he's not saying it in a language of Tachanunim, of supplication. So then, and tefillah so tachanunim, his tefillah is not considered a supplication. It's not considered that he's pleading properly with Hashem. Which means two halachos basically both accepted, which is a person should make sure that his tefillah is not like a burden, it's not like routine and something he just wants to get over with. And in addition to that, he should be davening with a certain tone, as if he's begging for mercy from Hashem, something that's also necessary for davening. Number two, Rabbi Yeshua says something else regarding someone who is traveling in a dangerous place. A person who's traveling in a makom sakana, he should daven a tefillah katzara. Now this tefillah is able to hold off. If you can't daven Shmoneh Esrei because you're in a dangerous place, you can't stop, and you don't even have time to say even the abbreviated Shmoneh Esrei of Havineinu, or the Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei, the other possibility of the first section and the last bracha, the first part of the bracha, last part of the bracha. So what he can do is he davens this special tefillah, but this doesn't count. He doesn't daven the three brachos before and the three brachos after of Shmoneh Esrei. This takes a place, holds you in place, gives you the protection that you need. Of course, when you get home, if there's still time, you should daven your Shmoneh Esrei. What is this tefillah? So the Mishnah here says in the name Rabbi Yeshua, Hosha Hashem Esamcha Es She'eris Yisrael. Hashem, you should save, deliver the Jewish people, the remnant of the Jewish people. B'chol parashas ha'ibur yutzorcheim lefanecha. Their needs should be in front of you in all parashas ha'ibur, in all times of ibur. Different explanations. Ibur may come from the word avera, times even when they're sinning. May come from the word evra, even when you're angry. Either way, that is the lashon of the tefillah. The Gemara has many other Tanaim who offer different nuschos, different texts of what this tefillah should be in a makom sakana, and it ends with Baruchat Hashem Shomea Tefillah. Perek Dal in Mishnah. Hey, now we're going to speak about someone who's traveling. It's not a dangerous place, but his mind is not settled, and he knows that if he stops, he's going to be late. He won't be able to focus on his Shmoneh Esrei. So the Mishnah says as follows. Ha-yorochev ala chamor, a person's riding on a donkey, yereid. So the Mishnah says he should dismount. He should come down and daven his Shmoneh Esrei, not sitting on the chamor. Let's say he cannot go down. He has no one who can watch his animal. He's afraid the chamor is afraid the donkey's going to run away. So then he can stay on the donkey. But yachzur es panav. So what should he do? He should turn his face towards Yushalayim and maybe turn the donkey if he can and stop the donkey if he can. Let's say you can't even do that. You can't even turn your face facing Yushalayim. So Yechaven is libo keneged beis kodesh hakodeshim. At least you should have the proper intent and concentration as if you're facing the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The Psukim say in Malachim, from there we derive, based on the Psukim regarding Shlomo HaMelech, that a person, everyone, all of the Jewish people, should be based on the Psukim in Divrei HaYamim. It says, V'hispalalu El HaBayis HaZeh Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, and in Malachim Aleph Perek Ches, Yispalalu LaMakom HaZeh. So the halach is we're all supposed to face the Beis HaMikdash. And if we cannot face the Beis HaMikdash, at least our mind should be thinking about the Beis HaMikdash. That's what happens when we're davening. We don't know where we are. We should be thinking as if close our eyes, have in mind as if we're facing the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara actually has a braisa regarding the guy riding on a chamor. And he says, let's say you're on a chamor. It's now time to daven Shmoneh Esrei, right? So the Tanakhama says if he has someone who can hold the chamor, he should come down and daven. And if not, he can stay where we are, sit on the chamor and daven. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, no, ben kach uben kach yeshiv b'mkom v'yispalo. He actually says there's no requirement to dismount the animal against our mission, against the Tanakhama. And Rava actually says in the Gemara that halacha follows Rabbi, and the Rambam actually rules this way. If a person is on an animal, even if he has someone who can watch the animal that doesn't escape, he should not come down. Why? So his mind will be settled, chatei datom yushev esolav, which means when a person is, even if he's not afraid his animal's going to run away, if a person is not able, is sitting as though he's on a trip, So we allow him, seems to continue and sit on the chamor, because he'll actually be able to focus more when he's on the chamor than if he gets off the chamor. There are obviously halacha questions today. A person's traveling, the poskim Rabbi Yoshev actually says, if a person is on a bus, let's say, can you daven shmores when you're on a bus? So he says, if it's actually a bus within the city bus, where the next bus is coming in another 10 minutes, then you're better off, you should daven, get off the bus and daven in a private place, an area where you can stand, where you can focus, you can concentrate, because you can catch the next bus. But you're going to another city, it's a long trip, and the next buses are not coming for a long time, so then we'd allow you to daven on the bus and sitting. Obviously, when you sit, you're supposed to keep your feet together and bow a little bit, take your 3 steps forward and back in your seat, and that's what you're supposed to do. Let's say you are in a car. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you should not be davening when you are driving. Certainly not davening Shmoneh Esrei when you're driving. So it's pikuach nefesh, sakonas nefesh. It's dangerous to do that. The same thing is, it's very different than the chamor. The chamor is kind of riding pretty much on its own. So if I'm a passenger in the car, that may be okay, but not if I'm driving the car. Of course, if a person is able to focus and even if he's able to stop the car and not have to, and doesn't feel like he's losing any time, that would be ideal.